Church, the scripture reading for this morning will be coming from Psalms chapter 25, beginning at verse 4 through 10. That's Psalms chapter 25, verses 4 through 10. And it reads, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek would he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." May each of you be blessed by the reading of this word.
Good morning, church. It is indeed a great day. God has blessed us all and granted us the privilege of coming together to worship Him. And He's allowed us to call upon His name, to sing songs of praise, to listen to the reading of His Word. We have indeed been blessed. And we are indeed at Tanner blessed by your presence. We have a few guests today. We're honored by your being here. We really appreciate you coming. And to show that appreciation, we're going to feed you lunch. We also are thankful to have our Hispanic congregation assembled with us this morning. It's a blessing to have these good brethren as a part of this the church here at Tanner. And we appreciate you. We appreciate your being here. We have a lot of congregations represented. I have a note been handed to me by the man. I've been told to announce that presently, it's only going to go. There are 311 present right now. That's what we have at the moment. All right, and we still have a few folks coming in, so again, I will ask, if you can squeeze in, great. If you can't, fellas in the back, be ready to put out a chair or two for the folks that come in from this point on, because there are really not many more seats in the auditorium. This is a nice problem to have. Now, I'm going to tell you folks about our congregation. I'm really glad y'all are here. You know why? There's no room for anybody to lay down and take a nap. And I'm thankful for that. All right. Do you know we live in a really modern world? A world of fast travel and instant everything. Did you know that the iPhone 6S is available? Did you know that? And you can get that phone for only $924. You think I'm kidding? I looked it up. That's what the thing costs. A telephone. $924. Now, if you're willing to give your first child as a human sacrifice, three quarts of blood, and sign a 2,500-year contract, you can get it for only $600. A phone. Now, I don't have an iPhone 6S. I've just got the 6, but it's amazing what this thing will do. Siri, what is the address for Tanner? Yeah, wait and let me ask the question. Siri, what is the address for Tanner Church of Christ? Can you please repeat that? Yeah, I'm going to repeat that.
What was that again?
Siri, what is the address for Tanner Church of Christ?
I found two places named Tanner Church of Christ. Tap the one you are looking for. Street address for Tanner Church of Christ. Christ is 19925 Huntsville, Brownsbury Road.
I don't get it. Little woman named Siri living in my phone interrupted me. But she told us where we are. It is, I don't know what to say about it. It's just amazing. These things will tell you where you are, where you want to go, how to get there, and how long it'll take. I don't get it. It is something else. Folks, I moved to Tanner 19 years ago. And when I moved here, the church got me one of these. If I can make it. What happened? Ken, help me. Faye told me this was going to happen. There we go. Church got me one of these. Y'all remember these? Children, do y'all know what a pager is? No, you don't have a clue. Well, they got me one of these. You have to pull off on the side of the road and ask somebody for a quarter so that you can dial a payphone to call somebody when it's an emergency. It's amazing at the changes that have taken place. Do any of y'all remember sci-fi movies where people read books on computer screens? Back in the 1960s, I remember some. I can read a book. I can check out a book from our public library on my iPhone and read it on my phone without ever going to the library. I read one of Nancy Swanner's books on my iPad. Just downloaded it and read the thing. Never went and bought the book, Nancy. You didn't get a dime off of that. It is amazing. The old commercial, "You've come a long way, baby," really has a new meaning. I'm so old that I can remember black and white televisions with rabbit ear antennas and rotary telephones and 8-track tape players playing some Glenn Miller music. I still remember that stuff. Some of y'all remember that kind of stuff. There's a lot of stuff has changed. A lot of new things have taken place. Do I want to go back to pagers? I don't think so. Do I want to go back to old black and white television? Forget it. We want something new. Not the same old, same old. We want something modern. Let's check out that new church down the street. Boy, I hear they got something going on down there. It's so exciting. I looked up some church names. And it's amazing how many different kinds of churches there are. Here's some that I found in Decatur. Life Changers Faith Center. What is that? Vintage Faith Church. Now Faith, not New Faith. Now Faith Born Again Church. And this one, I saw their van in Athens on Thursday. Be Blessed House of Prayer. What is that? I don't understand. But people seem to want something new and exciting, even in matters of faith and religion. They want something new and exciting. Now, we value some old stuff too, though, don't we? We value antiques. This table is from Scotland, beautiful antiques. Faye's got a cousin that lives out in San Diego. His house is full of Scottish antiques. He was stationed in the Navy over in Scotland years ago, and I guess he just got rid of everything and bought Scottish antiques, and it's just full of it. People love this stuff. And I saw this sign, and I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, antiques are pretty cool, and people love them. There are some things that we consider priceless as well. Crown jewels of Europe, the Hope Diamond, Fabergé eggs, a vase from the Ming Dynasty of China. You know, these things, you know, people count these as priceless. But of course, the most priceless things are not possessions, like a baby's smile, the relationships we have, the health that we enjoy, the hope of eternal life, and old-time religion. Now, when I hear the phrase old-time religion, I hear this song, "Give Me That Old-Time Religion," and I can't help but hear Walter Brennan singing that in Sergeant York. Y'all remember that movie? If you haven't seen it, you need to get out more. Okay? That's a classic. But, you know, he was just up there singing that amazing song in that little church, singing along with him up in Tennessee. I just have that vision in my mind when I hear the phrase, "Give me that old-time religion." I hear that song. And yes, the old things are good and all that, but people today need something more. They want something more, something more exciting, something more updated. But what I want isn't the point, is it? What I want is not the thing that matters. In fact, what I like and what I think and what I feel and even what I believe is not the point. It's what God has said, isn't it? Isn't that what it's all about? What God has said? Psalm 119, verse 97, beginning, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." I apologize, I was reading a different text. That passage ends with, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11. "I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the right seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." These two passages in Psalms are letting us know that success and happiness come from following God's paths. They come from the old-time religion. They come from God's way, not man's way. In Jeremiah 6, God warns through this prophet, He warns of the coming destruction against Jerusalem if the people of Israel do not repent. And the character of the people is described with the words in this text, wickedness, violence, plundering, grief, and wounds. This is what the people were doing to one another. In verse 11, God says He will pour out His wrath upon them all. Why? Well, read with me Jeremiah 6, verses 13 through 15. Note this text. "Because from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely." Oh man, this does not sound good. From the leadership down to the lowest person, from the most educated to the least, from the most religious to the least religious, it's saying they are all given to covetousness and dealing falsely. Verse 14, "They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." False prophets. "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?" No, they were not at all ashamed. Folks, we don't want to be like that. We need to be able to blush. But it says, "Nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord." This doesn't sound good, and it does not bode well for Jerusalem. The people that dwell there, it does not bode well for them. God is saying, in effect, they have gone too far. And now my wrath is going to be poured out. If they do not repent immediately, they're going to face my judgment. Folks, this is the problem. This is the problem even today. People who will not repent. Now note verse 16. Look at God's admonition here. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. We will not walk in it. Did they not hear God's pronouncement? Did they not hear God's warning? Were they not listening when God told them what was going to happen to them? If they didn't repent, were they not hearing Him, or did they just not believe Him? We will not walk in it. Folks, this is the problem today. People are not content to simply serve the Lord on His terms. We want something new. We want something different. But is that what God wants? Remember, the people wanted a king way back in the days of Samuel, when he was a judge and a prophet over them. The people wanted a king. Blind people do not understand that by seeking something new and different, they are implying that God is ineffective. They are implying that God's plan is not working, that God's way is not good enough. We need something new, something exciting, something better. And so new churches are starting up all over the place, springing up everywhere, large and small, and they are catering to a segment of our population that is seeking more from their religion. I hear TV commercials. Do you want more from your breakfast cereal? And do you want more from your religion? The largest church in the United States is Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Joel Osteen draws in about over 43,000 every Sunday. 43,000 every Sunday. If bigger is better, then this is the best in the United States. But is it the best? What is the message in this church? Message one, man will not be lost. The Bible is not correct when it talks about people being cast into hell. The apostles did not get it right. These are quotes from the man himself. Also, God wants you and me to be happy and successful. So whatever it takes for you to be happy and successful, this is what God wants for you. Did not Scripture warn us that the day would come when men would seek teachers to themselves? Men who have itching ears wanting these teachers to scratch, to tell them what they want to hear? Didn't the Scriptures warn us that such would indeed be the case? This is what Jeremiah was warning the people about. My question is God pleased with all these different types of churches? Huh? Is God pleased with them? Is that what He wants? I want you to consider what Jesus prayed for His people in John 17, verse 20 and 21. He prayed for unity. Unity. Listen to a couple of scriptures. Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Something pretty important about the words that Jesus spoke and the words that He left for us through His inspired apostles and other writers. In Jude 3 it says, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. This faith that was delivered to the saints, it's the system of faith. It's the doctrine of Christ. It's God's rules for how He wants us to live today as His church, His kingdom, His body, His bride. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he's heard some bad things. And so he says, I now plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Brethren, we have to come to the realization that our unity in the body of Christ is not about our perfect understanding of the Word of God. Because who has that? Now, Brother Sims sitting right up here, be 103 in 12 days, I think. Right? Yep, 103. He's the one, y'all, that I told you the other night. Somebody asked him Thursday night, what's the secret? What's the secret to long life? And he said, keep your mouth shut and listen to your wife. And those were his words, not mine, okay? But, you know, the thing is, this man studied his Bible a long, long time. But, Brother Sims, you don't have perfect understanding, do you? Well, of course not. And he shakes his head, no, I don't. He's 102, almost 103, does not have perfect. Who in here has perfect understanding? Now, we got preachers all over this building right now. If you need a preacher, throw a stick. You'll hit one. Don't throw it up here. Do these preachers have? No, they don't. They do not have perfect understanding. Not a one of us has perfect understanding. So what is Paul saying when he says he wants us to speak the same thing? Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Recognize this, brethren. The old time religion is Christ-centered. I want you to notice again the prayer of our Lord in John 17, 20 and 21. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Listen, listen, listen. That they also may be one in us. There's the key. There's the secret. There's the answer. How are we to be united? How are we to be one? If it's not that we have to all agree on the same thing, if it's not that we all have to have perfect understanding because none of us have that, how are we to be one? In Christ. In Christ. Unity is not found in me. Unity is found in Christ. We all are loyal to Jesus more than we're loyal to each other. And we're loyal to doing what He says more than we're loyal to what we want. That's how we'll be united. That's the only way. Because we're never going to have that perfect understanding. Unity is based then on being one in the Father and in the Son. We're not on the same levels of maturity. But we can all be one. We don't have perfect understanding. But we can all be one. We're not all in the same place spiritually, but we can all be one in Christ. Well, what about when we disagree on something? And we will. Oh, yeah. In this room of 300 plus, how many of us can find something to disagree about? Every one of us. Every one of us. So we will disagree. But you know what we do? We keep on studying. We keep on praying. We keep on seeking to learn, but we do not divide. This church, this congregation, is 100 years old this year. There has never been a division in this congregation. Praise God. There's never been a split in this congregation. Praise Jehovah. We have held together. Have we had some fights? Some humdingers. But we have stayed together. We are one body in Christ. That's the way it's supposed to be everywhere for all time. We are committed to doing what Jesus says, so we will be able to be united. And that's not true just of Tanner, is it? That's true for every congregation in this area. It's true for every religious group. In this area, if they will be committed to doing what Jesus says, we will come together and we will not be denominations and we will not be man-made religions and we will not be all these wild names and crazy actions. We will be one in Christ. We will be united in the Lord. We will be the true church that you read about in the Bible if we will come together and do what God says to do. So as we practice that old-time religion, it's going to be the same doctrine that you read about right here in this book. It's going to be the same worship. We may have PowerPoint, but it's the same message. We may have some new songs, but it's the same story. We may have electronic Bibles on our phones and tablets, but it's the same book, the same religion, the same church, the same kingdom, the same gospel, the same Lord. It's that old-time religion. We value it. We practice it. It is priceless. Now, we're all getting older and more feeble, but the old-time religion is going strong. And we're dying and leaving this world and going on to be with God, answering for how we lived in this life. But the old-time religion remains, doing its job, bringing men and women to Jesus, lighting the way home. Consider your life. Consider your relationship with God. Are you ready to meet Him? Don't let the warning that God gave through Jeremiah fall on deaf ears. Let us make sure that we are following the old paths. Let us make sure that we are living according to what God has said, not what we like or what is popular, but do what God says. Folks, you want to go to heaven. I know that. Let's go together. But the only way we're going to do that is by sticking together and holding tightly to God's Word. As you consider your life and your relationship with God, if it's not right, do something about it. If you're not a Christian, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Then repent, turn from sin, confess your faith that Jesus is the Son of God and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. You say, I don't know if that's right. Come talk to me. Talk to one of these elders. Talk to one of these preachers in here. They'll tell you. They'll show you right here in the book. Do what God says. If you're already one of His people, but you've not been faithful, you've allowed yourself to drift back into the old ways instead of the old paths, come back to God before it's too late. Repent, confess to God your sin, and ask God to forgive you. We'll pray with you and for you if there's a way we can help you today. We invite and encourage you to come. If you need to come, come now, as together we stand and sing.